Grace and peace. This is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional, Resurrection as Emotional Regulation. Welcome to day three of our journey into the purpose of the resurrection. Today we focus on emotional healing and regulation. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalm 35. When Jesus first appeared to his disciples after rising from the grave, his words were, "Peace be with you." That's found in John 20:19. Those words weren't just a greeting. They were an invitation. Grief, fear, and anxiety had dysregulated their emotions, leaving them overwhelmed. Psychology teaches us that resilience is the brain's ability to regain equilibrium, especially after distress. The resurrection is God's masterclass in resilience. In one moment, despair was metabolized into joy, grief into purpose, fear into boldness. It's just like when you eat something and your body metabolizes it into something else. Your tears may last for a night, but resurrection morning always comes. Jesus is proof of that equilibrium, and that equilibrium can be restored, and that hope outshines despair. I pray that this message reaches you, that you understand that you are not alone, that the moments that you feel despair, it can be metabolized into joy. Those moments you feel where things are falling apart, the moments where you even feel fear, it can be metabolized. That energy can be shifted. Let us pray. Lord, regulate my emotions with the peace of your resurrection. I release grief and I receive joy. I let go of fear and I embrace boldness. Your resurrection is my calm in every storm. I thank you, Lord, for being not just my Savior, but also my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Join me tomorrow for day four as we talk about the resurrection and identity reconstruction. Grace and peace.